Here we go. It's day one of the I Beg to Differ debate quarterfinals. This is it. We are down to the last eight debaters. By the end of this week, there will be four. Those four will go on to be next week's semi-finalists and finalists. One winner, 1 million naira. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. ULesson is our prize sponsor. They will sign the big fat check that our winner goes home with. ULesson provides coding for children. If you're looking for your children to get into the tech sector and learn how to code, ULesson is the place to check out. So check them out today, code.ulesson.com. Speaking of, ULesson is also providing 3 months of coding classes for whoever wins this edition of I Beg to Differ. They're also going to provide coding classes for the second person and the third persons who make it into the final three. So there's a lot to play for. We also have a laptop from obiwizi.com going to the grand prize winner. We have a phone from obiwizi.com as well going to the second place. And the third place finisher will get a portable speaker courtesy obiwizi.com. Obiwizi.com is available online, of course. You can shop there. You can shop brand new devices. You can shop good as new devices. They also provide repair, advisory, and after sales services. And of course, all four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. If you're a school and you're looking to provide tablets that are very affordable for your students, check out RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. Four of those tablets will be going home with our final four on today's, on the final day, next week. And speaking of semi-finalists, today I have in the studio with me the two winners from last Monday's debate. They are about to go head-to-head for a spot in Monday's semi-final. Now let's debate. Our first debater is a 15-year-old in SS2 at Rainbow College Day School. His name is Hamid Olarewaju. Hamid is our number one seed. Good to have you on the show again today.
It's good to be here, Ma.
Our second debater is a 12-year-old in JS2 at Bijamic Private Schools, Aja, Lagos, Ebule Timothy Chukwebuka. He's returning this year after getting knocked out in the quarterfinals last year. Ebuka, today may be the day you break the jinx. Welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
All right, the contestants have been told the rules, but I'm sure you're tuning in for the first time today. So let me remind you what the rules are. I will give you a topic. You will either be in support or you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you will each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Now remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. That means that there are no do-overs. If you make an error, the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges tuned in from all over the world. We have our chief judge here in Lagos. We have one of the judges joining us from the UK and another judge joining us from Canada. And they will be scoring both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you high scores for style. Number of opponents' points addressed will also earn you points during the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point is important. Now, if your scores are tied by the time both rounds are done, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points. New, emphasis on new points that your opponent missed during their first and their second rounds. And also, you'll be scored for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier. Now, let me give you a hint. If you get to a tiebreaker round and you're debating and you're just, you know, rapping, and you're making the points that your opponent has made before, the judges are not even listening to those points. They're waiting for you to make a new point. So most people pray that it doesn't get to tiebreaker round. But I love tiebreaker rounds because I love listening to you guys debate. All right, let's decide who supports and who opposes. You already know your topic. ASUU is right to go on strike. Yes?
Yes.
Ma'am. All right, let's decide who's going to go first. I've got two pieces of paper in my hands. Ebule Timothy picks the first one, and Hamid Olarenwaju picks the second one. Now, whoever picks support will go first. Whoever picks oppose will go second. Yeah, who's supporting?
Finally opposing.
All right. And Ebule Timothy is supporting. Fantastic. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with Mr. Timothy, the motion supporter, and then we'll come to Mr. Hamid, the motion opposer. Your 3 minutes start now.
Dr. Dele Asharun once said, and I quote, "No nation can rise above its educational development, particularly at the tertiary level." Good day, moderator, my highly esteemed panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my disputing co-debater, and my ever attentive listeners. My name is Ebule Timothy from Benjamin School, and I'm here to strongly support the motion which says ASUU is right to strike with the following reasons. Firstly, ASUU is primarily fighting for the ordinary Nigerian students whose parents don't have any means of paying for foreign or private universities. According to National University Commission, there are 205 universities in Nigeria. Out of those 205 universities, 99 are owned privately. Systematic defunding of the public university will make it difficult for the ordinary Nigerian student to access tertiary education. Or does my opponent want what happened to our public primary and secondary school to happen to our universities? Secondly, delay in using UTAS, which have been tested and proven to be above 85% as against IPPIS, is enough reason why ASUU should strike. Can my opponent tell me any other part of the world where lecturers are paid from the Accountant General's office? Thirdly, government has failed to abide by the 2009 agreement. Part of the 2009 agreement said that there should be adequate funding of universities and at least 26% of the annual budget should be spent on allocation for universities instead of 5.3%. And yet my opponents say that ASUU is wrong to strike. Fourthly, our poor educational system has driven some of our youth outside the country. According to Ukraine Center for International Education, 4,379 Nigerian students studied in Ukraine as of 2019. This has led to the loss of some of our smart brains to the outside country. And yet you still say that ASUU is wrong to strike. Fifthly, Nigerian lecturers are poorly paid and as a matter of fact are the least paid in the whole of Africa. A Nigerian professor does not earn more than 600,000 per month, which is further reduced by IPPIS. How do you expect these lecturers to put in their best when they have not had an increment in their salary since 2009? Furthermore, the insensitive nature of our government towards the educational system has made Nigerian certificates to be almost meaningless outside the country. University of Ibadan is the only university in Nigeria that is ranked among the top 1,000 universities in the world. Furthermore, the imposition of IPPIS on our university system has discouraged some of our sound minds to lecture in our university. According to Professor Emmanuel Osadike, the ASUU chairman, there are less than 70,000 lecturers in our public, federal, and private universities. With all this point of mind, you all must agree with me that ASUU is right to strike. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka is 12 years old. He's in JS2. He's our number 8 seed. And he's from Bijamik Private Schools, Aja. He was knocked out of the quarterfinals in November 2021, in the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Today, he faces someone else who was also knocked out in the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament during the quarterfinals as well. Hamid Olarenwaju is our number one seed in this edition. Hamid, your 3 minutes start now.
The Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASUU, has been on strike for 55 months in the past 23 years. Nigerians are wondering, can ASUU really justify this? Good day, prestigious panel of judges, most accurate timekeeper, and of course, my ever-esteemed audience. My name is Hamid Olarenwaju, and today, I hope to disabuse anybody of the notion that ASUU is right to be on strike with the following points I prepared for you. To begin with, ASUU has the right to protect the interests of its members, but these members are teachers, and what should be more important to a teacher than sharpening the minds of his students? When ASUU comes back from strikes, it becomes harder for lecturers to teach the students from where they left off, which leads to heartbreak graduates. No wonder we have less capable minds in Nigeria nowadays. Another thing we need to realize is that when ASUU goes on strike, it brings out problems for other groups that are in the universities, such as the non-academic staff, which now their jobs lay in the hands of ASUU deciding to come back or not. Another point we need to realize is that it's driving away it is weakening Nigeria's economy. When ASUU goes on strike, universities will now be remaining dormant. When universities remain dormant, that means that businesses which rely on students being in school, such as printing presses and paper booksellers and people who tailor students' clothes in some universities, this means that they wouldn't have anything to do in this time. Some of them depend on ASUU on students being in school for their livelihood. What happens to them? Another thing we need to realize is that ASUU has been on strike since before the year 1999. Nothing has changed. If it's not working, ASUU should either stop striking or they should find another way that will benefit them in the future. Another thing we need to realize is that it is bolstering foreign economies. When ASUU is on strike, that means that the members of our intellectual class, they decide that Nigerian universities are not giving them the appropriate care that they need. So they take scholarships of foreign universities, which decreases Nigeria's manpower. And my opponent thinks that ASUU being on strike will help increase this. I think not. Another point we need to realize is the fact that when ASUU is on strike, they're being selfish about the issue. Other sectors in Nigeria face the same problems ASUU is facing, like the Nigerian police, who their salary has not increased in the past how long. It's still a measly 9K. What does anybody want to do, feed their family with 9K? Another thing we also need to take into account is the fact that the federal government is working with the resources they have on ground. ASUU is asking for way more than the federal government can allocate at this point in time. What do they want the federal government to go and be stealing from other countries to come and fund Nigerian universities? What is the merit in that? Another thing we also need to take into account is the fact that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. When ASUU goes on strike, students are left with nothing to do. When students are left with nothing to do for a prolonged period of time, that leaves less chance for them to do work properly. With these few points on mine.
Thank you very much, Hami Olarawaju. Well done. Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to I Beg to Differ. I Beg to Differ is Nigeria Info FM's debate tournament for students in secondary school. We have auditions and then we select 16 of the greatest debaters in Lagos and we bring them into the studio for a round of 16 match, and then we bring back the 8 for quarterfinals, we bring back the 4 for semifinals, we bring back the 2 for the finals, and we give one winner 1 million naira. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Today you're listening to our very first quarterfinal match between Hamid Olarawaju, who's 15 years old in SS2 at Rainbow College Day School, Surulere, here in Lagos. He's returning after the tournament in November, where he was knocked out by the young woman who went on to win, the 13-year-old who went on to win in November 2021. And he's facing 12-year-old Bijamik Private School's student. He's in JS2 there, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. Timothy was also knocked out in the quarterfinals in 2021, November 2021. And today they're back trying to be the one who makes it into the semifinals next week. You just heard them debate that ASUU is right to go on strike. Timothy says, yes, they are. And Hamid says, nope, they are wrong to do it. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for their rebuttal rounds. During the rebuttal rounds, the points that have been made in the presentation rounds will be shredded by the opponents. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
Some got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigerian police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigerian system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here
by walkover.
Words loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about instead of some clout. They are just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way that to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the elite eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable. They're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it to the final four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamid Olarojo.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemi Olsumusen, representing Spiro College.
I'm Master Claudia of Senes Gama School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Ampere Osomo Artmus.
I am Koya Salam of Atenziu School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Bawa Jessa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
It's time now for the rebuttal round. We'll start with the motion opposer Hamid Olarewaju.
Thank you, Ma. One of my opponent's points was that ASUU is fighting for the rights of the average Nigerian student. So please, ASUU only wants to increase the money that is coming into the pockets of its lecturers. That is the reason why they're also avoiding the IPPIS scheme, because a lot of ghost lecturers are moving around different unis and they're collecting multiple salaries. And you're telling me this is to protect the rights of the average Nigerian students. That's laughable. Another thing we need to look at is, you said, is that ASUU doesn't pay itself. Why should ASUU pay itself? They are federal institutions. They should be paid by the federal government. Whatever measures the federal government puts in place, ASUU should learn to respect them and live by them. Another thing you said is that the reason why ASUU is still on strike is because the government didn't honor its agreements. The government is doing the best with what it has on ground. Nigeria, since 2009, has been through several recessions. We need to understand that our country is struggling. We do not have the resources to be putting more salaries in the pockets of lecturers. Another thing you said is that Nigeria are losing talented lecturers. Losing talented students. You're telling me that by ASUU going on strike, leaving the unions empty, that Nigeria will be gaining back these students that they have lost to foreign countries? I think not. Another thing we need to look at, as you have said, is that Nigerian lecturers aren't being paid enough. Nigerian lecturers are making plenty compared to a lot of other jobs here in Nigeria, such as I mentioned before, the police in Nigeria only make about 9k. Lecturers are making way more than that. How can you tell me that because they're making less than they think they should be making, that is enough reason for them to cause discord in the entire Nigerian system? Another thing is that you said the uncertain nature of the government. What government is setting? This is a country we're talking about. Human error will come into play. We need to understand this and move forward. Another thing you also said is that IPPIS discourages lecturers. I'm sorry, but it's lecturers who are greedy, who want to take more than they are allocated, that would not want IPPIS to succeed, because this was just the way the federal government came up with to make sure that lecturers are being paid the appropriate amount and are not taking more than they need to by teaching at more than one university. With that being all the points that my opponents made, I feel like I have done a good job defending myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job to you, Hamid. Hamid is 15 years old. He's in SS2 at Rainbow College Day School, Surulere, Lagos. Timothy, your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you. You said that the idle man did the devil workshop. That students who are asked to stay at home will get engaged in various activities. Well, this student staying at home is an advantage for them to get to start up entrepreneurship business, their own business, and it's not necessary that they get engaged in fraud. And you also said ASUU is asking for more than government can give. Well, if government does not have enough money to fund ASUU, that is why there is the tertiary trust fund. Government can simply go there to get the money there and fund ASUU's demand. You also said that nothing has changed. I disagree with this because during Jonathan's regime, Goodluck Ebele Jonathan gave ASUU 200 billion naira. And yet you say that nothing has changed. You said ASUU government is working with resources. Again, if they don't have enough resources to fund ASUU's demand, they can simply go to the tertiary trust fund. You also said that ASUU is being selfish. They're not being selfish. They're simply fighting for their right, that they want their salaries to get increased. You also said that this is weakening the Nigeria economy. Well, I agree with this, but this is a necessary evil, because for every decision that the government take, there's always pros and cons. And what makes this decision a better decision is when the pros are higher than cons. So if ASUU is going on strike, is weakening the Nigerian economy, government will have to fund ASUU's demand so that the economy will not be weakened. I hope I'll be able to rebut all the points that you made. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Woo! My oh my. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. I've got Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, who just finished speaking. He supports the motion that ASUU is right to strike. And his opponent is Hamid Olarenwaju, who's 15 years old, who says, nope, ASUU is not right to strike. They have just gone through their first and second rounds. We're going to go off on a short break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a winner or if we have just gotten our first tie in this edition. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili again. Lagos, don't go away.
Some got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigerian police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigerian system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here
by walkover.
Our words loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Honourable judges, I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the elite eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it
to the final four?
It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizarre School.
My name is Hamid Olarenwaju.
One winner.
Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spiro College.
I'm Master Claudia of Senna's Grammar School.
One winner.
Wednesday.
My name is Ampere Osomo Artmus.
I am Koya Salam of Atenziu School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Bawadi Esa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com. Here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigerian police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigerian system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here
by walkover.
Our words loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the elite eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it
to the final four?
It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizarre School.
My name is Hamid Olarenwaju.
One winner.
Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spirit College.
I'm Master Claudia of Senna's Grammar School.
One winner.
Wednesday.
My name is Ampere Osomo Artmus.
I am Koya Salam of Atenziu School.
One winner.
Thursday.
My name is Bawadi Esa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications and obiwizi.com.
Thank you again for tuning in. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You've just heard from our very first debaters in the very first quarterfinal match for the May edition of I Beg to Differ. 15-year-old SS2 student at Rainbow College Day School, Hamid Olarewaju, faced 12-year-old JS2 student at Bijamik Private Schools, Adja. Now, we've gotten lots of questions about why our 12-year-old is in this tournament. He was in the very first one in November 2021, and he did so well. We told him, if you apply again and your audition is very good, you get an automatic ticket. It's like the golden tickets that people get in some reality singing competitions. So he got a golden ticket to any of the other tournaments that we'll organize this year, and this is the one that he's at. He's also facing somebody who was in the tournament last year, November 2021, Hamid. Hamid got to the quarterfinals, was knocked out by Tamvita Kaushik. Tamvita Kaushik went on to win that tournament in 2021. And today, these two people debated that ASUU is right to go on strike. Ebule Timothy supported the motion. Hamid Olarewaju opposed the motion. They have gone through their presentation round. They've done the rebuttal round. The judges have listened, have scored. The results are in, and we have a winner. In the presentation round, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 43. Hamid Olarewaju scored 46. For presentation style, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 17. Hamid Olarewaju scored 14. In the rebuttal round, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 29. Hamid Olarewaju scored 41. For rebuttal style, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 17. Hamid Olarewaju scored 20. With 121 to 106, we have our very first semi-finalist returning next week, Hamid Olarewaju. Well done. Congratulations. You just qualified for the semi-final next week, Monday. Ebule Timothy, well done. Great work. Thank you for taking part. Do you mind if I give you a handshake? You need to come over here so that I give you like a special handshake. If possible, turn it into a hug if you give me your consent. Because that was a brilliant showing, Ebule Timothy. Well done. You have improved so much since the last time we saw you. And I do hope that we see you again. Because I know that you have what it takes to go very far in this competition. So well done. You made it to the Elite Eight. Good job. All right. I need to give you a round of applause as well. Because that was brilliant. Gentlemen, you'll get your debate topic. Well, you will get your debate topic on Thursday when you know your opponent. So good luck to you. Thank you. And see you next week.